From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. A performer from the era of silent film has died. Lee Irwin was 92 years old. He played the theater organ to accompany the grand old movies, including Wings, Thief of Baghdad, Ben-Hur, and Phantom of the Opera. Lee Irwin began his career as an organist when he was a teenager in two movie houses in Huntsville, Alabama, and later while enrolled in a music conservatory in Cincinnati. Perhaps his greatest claim to fame came from radio and television. He played the organ for Moon River, a popular late-night program on Cincinnati's Clear Channel station WLW. Then he became the staff organist and arranger for CBS in New York, where he worked for many years with Arthur Godfrey. In the late 1960s, Lee Irwin returned to silent movies and helped revive interest in the genre. He composed dozens of new scores and performed them around the country in the few remaining great cinema palaces. Jack Molman is secretary of the American Theater Organ Society. He knew Lee Irwin and describes the experience of playing on a mighty theater organ.
The movie goes so fast. You're running your keys up and down the keyboards, the manuals. Sometimes the big organs have four, five keyboards. You're entrenched with the movie. You're living the movie, and you're hoping that the audience is living the movie also. I think everybody has a distinctive style, and Lee Irwin is one of the icons of the theater organ world, going back to when he first started playing back in the 20s.
Lee Irwin wrote new scores for the entire collection of Buster Keaton films and many comedies from Charlie Chaplin. He also wrote for adventures and dramas like The Hunchback of Notre Dame and Phantom of the Opera, but he never lost the ability to improvise. Our film critic Bob Mondello stopped by our studios when he heard the news of Irwin's death to tell us this story.
I encountered him back in the 1970s, the mid-1970s. The Key Theater in Washington, D.C. was doing a silent clown festival that, you know, Buster Keaton and Charlie Chaplin and Harold Lloyd, and it was great stuff. And they did it with a live musical accompaniment, which meant Lee was sitting there at the up in the front of the theater, and he had an organ, one of those, you know, just electric organs, and a small electric piano. And he'd play, you know, chase music, and then he'd also play this romantic, sweet, slower music, and you know, depending on the mood. And he just sort of, he'd done it for so many years, I guess, he just sort of followed along with the mood of the film. And one day we had a film break. And when that happens normally in a theater, the whole audience is up on its feet, and everybody's going, "Ah, that's terrible," and running up to tell the projectionist that he's screwed up. And instead, what happened, I mean, Lee just sort of modulated the music, and he made it, you'd been in the middle of a chase, and all of a sudden, doodly 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 doodly, and it got soft and slow, and it was all of a sudden intermission music, and everybody stayed seated. I'd never seen that in a movie theater before, but it was clear that they thought, well, somebody's in control, everything's okay. It's going to be fine. And then when they finally, it took maybe 5 minutes to get the celluloid put back together. And after they'd done the splice and they dimmed the house lights, he sort of accelerated back up to the chase. And I swear, at the end of that screening, nobody probably even remembered that there had been this break. I mean, he just smoothed it over. It's a tribute to the mastery of Lee Irwin.
NPR movie critic Bob Mondello recalling theater organist Lee Irwin, who died last week at the age of 92.